Taking a recap look at our cattle markets from last week. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Though we saw a fairly quiet week last week throughout our cattle trade, we saw some support towards the end of the week. And Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing says,
I think it was the light but bullish cash cattle trade. We started about $1 to $2 higher that has traded so far. And just the fact that you're not trading cash cattle lower after the board did that key reversal, it went lower. We've got a holiday week, so packers should be buying for a shortened kill week, and you still can't trade cash cattle lower. So we've got this huge discount from the futures to the cash market, so really strong market, looks very good. Still kind of nowhere near the highs from last week, and technician will tell you we do need to take those key reversals out to keep the bullish trend going. But today, really a strong market, especially, you know, feeders. I will say it's going to be interesting there as the May board goes off. August will be the front month, and that's actually probably at a premium to the cash market. Haven't said that in a long time. Mm-hmm. But of course, August feeder cattle are a long ways away from delivery, so it can kind of trade and do whatever it wants compared to cash. So really impressive cattle market. The bulls are alive and well.
Even though we saw a drop off some of the highs we've seen across the futures market, that's not affecting cash, like, at all. We saw USDA cash sales across Nebraska, Minnesota, Iowa for like 230, which is just crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy. Super happy for whoever got that number. It's, you know, it used to be 200 was a magic mark. Now we're all in the blink of an eye at 230. So yeah, if you're trading cash cattle at 230, then honestly, the August board at 210 still seems too cheap. So I understand the rally in the futures market.
Again, that's Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing giving us a quick recap look at last week's cattle trade. We did have a cattle on feed report out last Friday, so stay tuned to hear the breakdown of those numbers and the analysis of their market impacts throughout the day today. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.